discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Welcome to episode 117 of French Your Way podcast, episode 117. I'm Jessica, and if you're new to this podcast, first, welcome. What I do in French Your Way podcast, which is a weekly podcast, is I explain in English some notions of grammar or also some vocab and etymology of words and expressions to help facilitate learning French, to make things more memorable, as I try to break my explanations into the simplest components possible. And some time ago, I received an email from Robert, and I'm going to read it to you, because he's asking some interesting questions there. First, I am a Chinese native speaker, and I have learned English for a couple of years. In school, there are a few units devoted to the noun clauses. And he says, I don't know if this part is brought up in the English learning of other countries. And we learned sentences like, I don't know what he will say to me, or some others like, he didn't tell me when he would arrive. While I know that in French we use ce que for the what clause, I'm not sure if there are other words for how, when, etc. Or we simply use comment, quand, so the literal translation. Also for us, as Chinese speakers, the sentence structure would be very hard to learn in English, since we can't just put the clause in the order of the question. For example, in English you would have to say, I don't know how he is. However, we students of English are prone to say, I don't know how is he. So I want to know if this kind of sentence works in French. Because every time when I say sentences involving the use of this grammar, I feel so frustrated and unconfident. I hope my English makes my question clear. Thanks for answering in advance. Yes, well, I understood your question perfectly. Your questions, actually. First, you start mentioning noun clauses. I had to look it up. You know that I'm pretty knowledgeable about the grammar, I think. But noun clauses, well, I perfectly understand what they are, but I think you just don't need to worry about that name. We're not going to use it much. However, your question is a wonderful opportunity to start for an introduction to indirect speech. So with questions, the examples that are given are questions. So first, I'm going to explain to you what I mean by direct and indirect speech. Then I will answer Robert's first question about what pronoun you need to choose to say, I don't know what he will say to me, or he didn't tell me when he would arrive, whether that is like a literal translation from the English. And I will also talk about the order of the words in the sentence so that you get it right every time. So, that's a big program for today, but hang on there. I'm going to give you examples to make things clear. So, in a direct speech, and I'm talking about questions here, your question will be a direct question. So, the question as is, ending with a question mark. For example, this question would be, what will he say to me? What will he say to me is a direct question. An indirect question would be introduced by like a phrase such as he wonders, he wants to know, I don't know, I don't know what he will say to me, for example. In that case, the sentence doesn't end with a question mark. This is an indirect question, so it works as a statement because of the first part of the sentence. Also, from the question, what will he say to me, to the indirect question, the indirect speech, I don't know what he will say to me, you would notice a change in the order of the words. In the direct question, there would be an inversion of the verb or the auxiliary and the subject, what will he say to me? Whereas in the indirect speech, we will have the normal like the traditional, the classic, the expected order of word, subject, then verb. I don't know what he will say to me. So this is also a way of telling them apart. So indirect speech has an introductory verb, an introductory phrase. It doesn't end with a question mark, and the order of the word is the same as a traditional statement syntax, so subject and then verb. The other example that Robert gave would be, so for a direct question, when will he arrive? When will he arrive? With a question mark, an inversion of the verb or auxiliary and the subject. When will he arrive? Whereas in the indirect speech, for example, could be, he didn't tell me when he would arrive, with a normal order of the sentence. You may have noticed that we are shifted from will in the direct question to would in the indirect speech, from when will he arrive to he didn't tell me when he would arrive. I'll explain this in another episode later down the line, because I have already some episodes prepared in advance, so stay tuned. Direct and indirect speech structures will work the same way as in English for French. In the direct speech, so asking a real question with a question mark, but I'll refer you to episode 111 of this podcast for the three different ways of asking a question, so the three different structures for the very same question. In the indirect speech, we have the same normal order of a subject plus the verb. And as you will have learned or brushed up from episode 115 this time of our French Way podcast, yes, you're right, Robert, the what in the question will become ce que, so for the what clause, so for the indirect speech where there is no question mark at the end. So, for example, I don't know what he will say to me. This is not with a question mark at the end. The what will be translated by ce que. I don't know what he will say to me will be je ne sais pas ce qu'il va me dire, or je ne sais pas ce qu'il me dira, if I use the future tense. So the qu'est-ce que for the question becoming ce que in the indirect speech, in the statement, is a specificity of this what word. And otherwise, yes, you are going to use the same word as the direct speech question word. For example, in the sentence, he didn't tell me when he would arrive. The direct speech question would be, when will he arrive? Question word is quand. He didn't tell me when he would arrive. The when is also a quand. Il ne m'a pas dit quand il arriverait. There are no changes here. A direct question. Where do you live? Tu habites où? Où is the question word for where. If you want to ask, can you tell me where you live? Tu peux me dire où tu habites? So here the question is refers to the first part of the sentence. Can you tell me? This is why there is going to be a question mark at the end of that example. But where you live is the indirect speech. So I would like to know where you live, for example. And we have the normal order of the sentence. Où, which is the question word. Tu and habite, so subject verb. So again, apart from what going from est-ce que or quoi or que to ce que, there are no questions in the question word. Now, one last thing, when there are no question words or only est-ce que, because est-ce que is not a question word, it's just an indication that your sentence is a question. So in other words, in yes, no questions, questions where you only can reply yes or no, or maybe why not je ne sais pas. For the indirect speech, you are going to use si, meaning if or whether. For example, if you want to ask, are you fine? Are you okay? This is a yes-no question. You can answer yes or no. Are you fine? Are you okay? Would be tu vas bien? If you need to brush up with this structure, tu vas bien, comment ça va, etc., refer to episode 5 of this podcast. I was towards the very beginning. So, are you okay? Tu vas bien? Indirect speech, I wonder if you're okay, if you are fine, or can you tell me if you're okay, if you're fine? Peux-tu me dire si tu vas bien? Another example, do you still live in France? This is a yes, no question. Vous habitez toujours en France? I wonder if, or I wonder whether you still live in France. It'd be indirect speech. Je me demande si vous habitez toujours en France. Robert and everyone else, I hope this helps. If you want to know more about all the changes you need to be aware of when you use the indirect speech, again, stay tuned for upcoming episodes. Sometimes you have to wait for a few weeks or even a couple of months because I record a lot of episodes ahead and I try to alternate one episode that's more related to grammar and one that's more about vocab or expressions, or sometimes as well tips. And I do have other questions that have been submitted to me by other listeners, but it's always a pleasure to even plan ahead and see all the variety of things that are yet to be explained. If you have your question, if you have a question, do you know that you can now submit it to me by leaving me a voice message? So you can record your voice. That can be done through my contact page on my website. So frenchaway.com.au/contact. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.